Well, hey, y'all. Welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Dean. And I come into the studio today and they tell me they pulled a switcheroo on me. My buddy Jesse Blanco was here. My friend Gus.
Hey, come on, Gus.
And
Gus.
Lulu and Max are all with me. So when I came in this morning, they said, okay, we want you to introduce Jesse. And then Jesse is going to interview you. So, I don't know what they're planning to find out that I hadn't already told them, but we'll see.
How are you?
Good morning, Jesse. I'm good.
That's good. That's good.
Just recuperating from a little surgery.
Yeah.
On my knee.
You'll be back out on tennis court in no time, right?
Oh, listen. I'm planning on going dancing this Saturday night.
Nice. No TV cameras around for that.
No
one, right?
Dancing. My dancing days are over. I think that's what caused this.
I got asked the other day, about a week ago, if I'd be interested in doing one of the local dances for charity things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But
I did one for a charity about 3 years ago, and I won. So I told them, you know, I love the cause, and I'd love to help, but I'm retired, undefeated. I'm not doing it. And I said, but
shoot,
you might want to call Paula.
No. No, honey. I don't blame you. That was smart to go out the winner.
Hey, I'm done. One and done. I quit.
Yeah, what dance did you win with?
We did, it was kind of a tribute to Saturday Night Fever. So we did an old disco hustle mixed in with some salsa because I'm Hispanic. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I won by 1 point.
One
yeah, and I got a big old trophy in my office.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was a lot
good.
Of fun.
Who was your partner?
She's going to hate me for forgetting her name. This was about 4 years ago. It was with Butterfly Ballroom here in Savannah. And
I'm not familiar with
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, Ken is the director there. But yeah, there's a lot of work in that. I mean, obviously with yours, everybody got to see because the cameras were there.
Yes.
But even beyond with what we saw of your dances, there's just so much attention to detail and there's some serious focus when you're not cutting up because the cameras are there, you know?
There really is.
Yeah.
Dance with the Stars preferred that you dance 6 hours a day, and that was 7 days a week. So it was pretty brutal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fun, but
pretty
it's
brutal.
Work.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What else you been up to?
Oh, that's about it.
Wow.
So, if I grimace or groan, it's just because the pain hit me, but everything's fine.
Okay, very good.
So we're going to go see what our sponsors got to say today, and then we'll be right back. And I'm going to turn it over to Jesse. The floor is his.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.
We're back, y'all, and Jesse's got the floor. And so you can ask me anything that you want to ask me. You drive in this car.
Yeah, flying the plane. So you've been busy. I thought I was busy, but you've been really, really busy.
I have been very, very busy.
Yeah, you have a big announcement. You're going to be on TV.
Yeah, I got a big announcement coming up. We have been working on a new show called
Positively Paula.
Positively Paula. Somebody said the other day by mistake, perfectly Paula. And that has stuck in my brain. Mm-hmm. So ever since that person said that, I have to stop and think, positively Paula.
The kids call that earworm.
An earworm.
Yeah. Because it's stuck in your head.
Yeah, it gets in there and it won't crawl out the other side.
Right.
But it's a wonderful show, Jesse. I'm having so much fun filming it because, you know, we have gone back to basics. It's the show that I originally started doing, what, 14, 15 years ago.
Right.
And I'm in the kitchen with my friends. And sometimes I'm alone. Sometimes I have guests. And it's just, you know, a time for me to interact and be with the audience out there. And, you know, it's my hope that for 30 minutes, they'll forget everything that irks them, forget all their problems,
sure.
just sit back with me for 30 minutes and have a good time.
I've
reminisce.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen some of the clips, and this is partially shot in your home, yeah?
Yes, it is actually shot in the home that Michael and I live in.
Right.
Now, my studio kitchen is about a mile from the house. That was the first house that Michael and I built that we thought we'd live there forever and ever and ever. And we started filming Paula's Best Dishes there. And we woke up one day and realized as we were walking under lights and stepping over cameras and bags that the house had become a studio. It was not our home anymore. So we went down the road and built another house. And I have two different kitchens that I can film in.
Yeah.
But I love, love, love filming in the kitchen that I actually cook and live in every day.
So you are, you're going to be cooking here in this kitchen, in your new kitchen in your old home, or the new kitchen in the old kitchen in the new home.
So anyway, I've done a lot of shows, sometimes by myself, sometimes with others. One of my favorites was with Claudia, my little Latino daughter-in-law, who is so cute, and the language barrier is sometimes really gets me tickled. But get this, she did all the cooking.
Right.
I wanted to see what she could do. She is, Cloud eats, and Bobby eat very, very clean.
Right.
Very clean. And Cloud is now a vegetarian.
I didn't know that.
Yes, okay. she has turned into a vegetarian.
All right.
And it wouldn't surprise me if one day she doesn't wind up vegan, because she, everything she prepared was vegan.
Okay.
And I ate it, y'all.
The whole thing.
Yes, and it was good.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Vegan isn't bad. I just couldn't do it every day.
No, I couldn't do it every day either.
No, but hey.
But what she made was really good. Oh, gosh. One of the shows I did with an actor named Tom Berenger.
Mm-hmm.
His name sounds like fine wine. In fact, I told him that. Doesn't that sound like
it
a
sure
good
does.
Wine, Tom Berenger? He has done very well in his field. He has been in, like, Platoon.
Right.
And then he played in, what's that wonderful old movie, one of those that's retro? The Big Chill.
The Big
yes,
Chill.
Yes, The Big
you know,
Chill.
You don't laugh at me, but I just saw The Big Chill for the first time this summer.
You are kidding.
The first time ever. My wife had been telling me since we got married 19 years ago, you got to see The Big Chill, and she just finally pinned me down to watch it.
But Tom was real interesting. We called it our Emmy award-winning show. Mm-hmm. He brought his Emmy, so I pulled my Emmy out of the theater room.
Emmy envy.
Yeah. And I said, well, he deserved his a lot more than I deserved. Ah. He had worked very, very hard for his Emmy. But what a nice guy, and he brought his wife.
Right.
So, you know, I just felt like I made new friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking forward to having more and more people. You know, like regular people, like everyday people.
Right.
I love getting in the kitchen with women that only cook at home.
Right. Sure. Of course. And bring their ideas to the table. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, you could do all kinds of fancy food or the recipes that you've done for years. But at the end of the day, some of those things aren't your average Tuesday night meals.
Some of them aren't.
It'd be interesting to learn about what people do during the week.
I'm going to turn the table and ask you, did you ever see Julie and Julia? I think that was
that was a few years ago.
It was, and it was I so enjoyed watching Meryl Streep. Yes. That's right.
Yes.
She is so good. But, you know, I always wanted to meet Julia Child. Always. But I didn't get to. Mm-hmm. I never got to meet her. And
Did you ever at any point when you first got going with the Bag Lady and everything that you were doing early on before TV came along, did you ever think I'd like to be like her?
No, not really. The person that I wanted to be like was my grandmother, mm-hmm. who was so accomplished in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And another local hero for me was Miss Wilkes. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever meet her?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah. In fact, when they would close down, you know, they'd close the whole mm-hmm. month of January.
Yeah.
And Miss Wilkes and her family would come into our restaurant and eat.
That's funny.
And it always thrilled me to death when I'd see Miss Wilkes walk in.
The lines for that place, I drive by them regularly. Yeah. They are they're around the block sometimes.
Yes.
But it's a good time. It's unique.
It just goes to show that mother's cooking and grandmother's cooking mm-hmm. will never go out of style.
Nope.
It'll be in demand till the day we all die.
Mm-hmm. So this television show, Positively Paula,
yes.
sounds like it's going to be a very big deal.
I'm so excited. I don't care where I go, Jesse. People come up to me and they say, Paula, please, please get back on TV. I miss you so badly.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just so sweet, some of the things they whisper in my ear. So I hope everybody is excited as I am about being back in front of them.
Absolutely.
Again.
Always
and
good.
And that's supposed to happen October the 15th, y'all.
Yeah.
So get cranked up and
you can find.
Hopefully it'll be in your viewing area. If not, you know, you can. I guess you could call your local TV stations and inquire.
Like back in the day, I want my MTV. I want my Paula.
Yeah.
That just dated me. But anyone who wants more information can find it. PositivelyPaula.tv.
Right. You can go to that. Right. You can go to that website.
Very good.
PositivelyPaula.tv.
Now, the episode's going to be online at all?
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Okay. We'll start with TV for now. It's always good to spend 30 minutes with Paula and see what she's whipping up. Pinto beans or vegan sausages or whatever it is that y'all make.
Yeah. And I had so much fun, you know, duplicate one of Julia's meals.
Yeah. Very good. What'd you make?
It was some type of chicken. It was a chicken dish. Coco vin.
There you go. So you used wine.
And it was good. Yes.
Did you put any in the food?
Oh, yeah, you know I'm not a wine drinker, so it all went in the food, y'all.
There you go. Very good.
But it was fun just doing a show strictly in memory of her and the doors that she opened for the rest of us.
Very good.
She really paved the way.
She and I know how you feel because I know a lot of people feel that way about you.
Really?
And what you've done. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, see, that's such a sweet thing.
I come across people all the time who know that we're friends and, hey, you know, I needed some advice and you think I could talk to Paula? And they absolutely look at you as someone, you know, everybody knows your story and how incredible it is, but, you know, there's a path that's made a little bit clearer because of what you did over the last, 20 years with your boys? So that's something to be proud of.
Well, thank you, Jesse. Yeah. That's so kind. You know, one of my biggest goals was to always be there to encourage women mm-hmm. and men. Mm-hmm. But being a woman, I know some of the positions that women can find themselves in. And I've always wanted to be there to be an encourager and a cheerleader mm-hmm. For those women. You know, don't give up on your dreams.
No.
Don't let anybody get in your face and tell you no.
I will take this opportunity to tell you something you told me one time we were visiting. I've been doing my TV show now for 5 years here in Savannah.
And that's wonderful.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. But you you mentioned to me a long time ago that you were, I don't know if struggling is the right word, but you were, you know, really working hard for 12 years before your life changed.
I struggled.
Yeah, for 12 years.
It was a struggle.
And it's easy to say, well, those 12 years were very difficult in one sentence, but 12 years is what, 25% of your lifetime? I don't do math, but that's a long time. And
it
so,
was. It was a struggle. It was a struggle. But, you know, I think if you're focused and you keep your eye on the prize.
Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, I believe you were enjoying it. Because if you weren't, you'd have had some kind of, I need to go do something else.
I couldn't have withstood 16-hour days every day.
Had
I not been in love with what I was doing.
Very good.
As long as you're having fun and love what you do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It beats working for a living. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So PositivelyPaula.tv is where we can find more information about
October the 15th, y'all.
Positively Paula. And Paula's going to be back on TV.
I'm going to have a party at my house, invite all my friends over to watch. I hope I get an invite.
Can we get me an invite?
Yes, my doors are always open to you, honey. You know better than that.
I know. Very good. So we'll I guess it's my line that I write in the paper at the end of my columns every week in the Savannah Morning News. I write, "See you on TV, Jesse." But now I guess that applies to you. See you on TV, Paula, right?
See y'all on TV.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.